Well, the situation is very serious. There are about 1,400 medical establishments in South Sudan. This could be something as straightforward as a small clinic to something much more sophisticated, such as a full-fledged hospital here in Juba. But the 1,400 establishments in South Sudan will be running out of essential medicines and consumables around the end of September. So, of course, this is a terribly serious situation. The situation is not entirely clear as of today. We know that the World Health Organization is doing everything it can to facilitate the search for a solution to this looming problem. But of course, if we do end up at the end of September and all of the medical establishments in this country have run out of essential medicines and consumables, well, then that would be a very, very severe blow to the population of this country. And imagine if you had a child who broke a leg or a sister who had an accident and went to a clinic or a hospital and they're simply told, well, we haven't got any essential medicine.
One would wonder how come that these things will not be there by the end of September, and what have been the ways of procuring these? What is the part of the government and what is the share of the international community in all this?
Well, I think just to be clear, I mean, maintaining a stock of essential medicines and consumables in the medical establishments of any country is first and foremost the responsibility of the state, of the country involved. And so the responsibility rests first and foremost with the authorities of South Sudan. In the case of South Sudan, given the situation on the ground, the stresses which exist here, the economic situation and the difficulties through which the institutions are passing, I do believe that there's room for the international donor community to continue to lend a hand. At the end of the day, it really is incumbent on the authorities of South Sudan to do everything possible to protect and assist the population of their country.